This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark in for Cynthia Canty. For years, there's been talk that Michigan needs to put more money into its roads. Governor Snyder has said he wants at least $1.2 billion annually for road maintenance and repair. And a new report says the state needs closer to $2 billion a year. But negotiations at the state capitol have stalled. That is until the last few weeks. Earlier this month, some $200 million was okayed in a supplemental budget. It looks like another deal could be in the works. Now, word on the street is that this is not some grand bargain deal. Instead, there are reports that the amount would be closer to $300, $400 million. But it's a start. The question, why now? Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst. Hi, Jack.
Hi there.
So it seems to me there are two things behind this push. First, the fact that drivers are experiencing firsthand just how bad the roads have gotten after this year's crazy winter. And second, the fact that the year ends in an even number, i.e. that it's an election year. What else is going on here?
Well, the way I learned to understand politicians was in seventh grade science class when we had an experiment where we had a flatworm in a petri dish. If you put food particles in there, it moved toward it. And if you put a hot wire in there, it moved away from it. Politicians believe in the pleasure-pain principle. Obviously, anyone who really has to ask why people are suddenly talking about fixing the roads hasn't been outside. I've never seen potholes this bad. Nobody has. At first, actually, the Republicans in the state Senate started talking about a tax cut. And when that was explained, people got how ridiculous that was, especially when they saw the average taxpayer would get $88 a year back, which is less than one-third the amount to fix the average tire destroyed by a pothole.
Right.
So they sort of retrenched on that. But in a way, I almost wonder if this $200 million or $215 million, whatever it is, to repair the roads is a bad thing.
Explain why.
Because it lulls people into thinking they're actually doing something about it. As you said, the governor a couple of years ago said, we've got to spend $1.2 billion a year for the next 10 years if we're even to stay even with the roads, to restore the roads we have now to drivability and prevent them all from falling in the potholes and gravel. The legislature refused to do anything about it. This $200 million will fill in some potholes, but it won't address the basic problem, which, as you say, they're now saying the price tag has gone to $2 billion from $1.2 billion for the same reason that if you don't go to the dentist, you're eventually going to pay a lot more and have a lot more pain fixing your teeth. The roads get worse and worse, and it costs more and more to restore them.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Governor Snyder. He has really, since he took office, been pushing, as we mentioned, for more money, sort of fallen on deaf ears. Now there's a push for it. Does this sort of go back to this idea, as we were talking about, that all politics is personal, is local, that it takes a voter actually experiencing some sort of trouble, like a pothole, to actually get them to call their lawmaker and ask for help?
Well, that's true to some extent, which is why you're seeing this $215 million. But the real problem is that's not as effective as it used to be because of gerrymandering and the ideological nature of the parties. Most of the folks in the legislature, particularly Republicans, don't have to worry about the general election. They only have to worry about a primary election, and they're worried they're going to be challenged by a Tea Party person. There's one state senator, Patrick Colbeck from Wayne County, who doesn't believe we should spend any money on the roads, as far as I can tell. He thinks you just need to improve the economy, basically a free market economy, and eventually so much money will pour in that the roads will be fixed. Well, you know, that is sort of a very much a minority opinion, but there are people who think like that, and politicians, again, are concerned about their own personal survival. There are Democratic districts in the state where Abraham Lincoln couldn't win running as a Republican. Hmm. There's others where God couldn't win running as a Democrat. And in fact, most of the districts in the legislature today are like that. And that has been, that coupled with term limits.
Right.
Term limits has been, I think, the worst thing ever to happen to man since the seven plagues, because what it means is that if a lawmaker who can only stay there 8 years, can push a problem down the road 10 years, she or he will do that. And we're now seeing the fruits of that.
Yeah. Meanwhile, let's talk about Democrats who are trying to use this for political advantage. They've started this website, Snyderholes.com, trying to blame Governor Snyder for the state of the roads, asking people to upload photos of the largest potholes. Is this smart politics by the D's?
Well, it's cute, and I don't know how effective it's going to be. Democrats are certainly not innocent here either. In fact, there's some indication they're dragging their feet on another needed reform, education, because they'd rather make the governor look bad than do the right thing. But it's all very cute and it's all very political. And what we need is adults. We need adults to say we need to put partisan politics on hold here and fix the roads and have a grand bargain where everybody agrees on some formula to fix the roads. The governor actually had one tied largely to the gas tax, which I still happen to think would be less painful because the price of gas fluctuates so much that people would have a hard time noticing. But however we do it, we need to, it should be a bipartisan thing. We need to fix the roads. And this used to be how people thought in the 1950s and 60s and 70s in this state, that there were certain things that were just a matter of the public interest. But we seem to have lost that.
So that's what you're hoping, you're pushing for to happen, will it? We've got lawmakers getting ready for their spring break. They're going to come back. They're going to be dealing with the next fiscal year's budget, issues about Detroit. Will road funding, will some kind of bargain happen in the next couple months, particularly, I should say, before the election?
I think if people scream enough, maybe. It's highly unlikely, but people have to. The trouble is the public is, in a large sense, like a six-week-old puppy. They're easily distracted by shiny objects and loud noises and food and baseball games. But I think the potholes are so bad now, and as the thaw happens, if we ever do get spring in this state, even more of them. And I'm hoping that some, you know, wisdom prevails. Of course, in journalism, you know, we're supposed to declare if we have a conflict of interest or any skin in the game, and I certainly do because I drive a lot. I've lost one brand new tire this year so far. My car is in the shop today getting an alignment. And like everybody else in the state, I want the potholes fixed. I want to have passable roads. And the insanity of this is that, which the governor understands and his fellow Republicans apparently don't, is that we need to attract new business to the state. But I don't know how you attract new business to the state when your main highways look like the back roads in Guatemala.
Jack Lessenberry, Michigan Radio's political analyst. As always, thanks so much, Jack.
Next time I'll tell you what I really think.